Hey, Meg, did you know that nearly 80% of Americans shop online? More disturbingly, 1 in 5 people even do it while using the bathroom.
Oh, okay. Ick. I just want to go on the record saying that I'm not one of those 1 in 5.
Right, me neither.
You always come up with the best stats, Lynn. So we're going to focus this episode on answering the question, is online shopping more eco-friendly than shopping brick and mortar? And what actually is the impact, the environmental impact of online shopping?
Stay tuned.
The Green Divas is the original green podcast since 2006,
sharing low-stress ways to mitigate and adapt to our current climate reality.
We love that there are thousands of green divas and dudes out there, but we're the original green divas. Meg,
Lynn,
Lisa.
So glad you joined us.
Stay tuned to hear what we're talking about this week.
Welcome. So glad you tuned us into your headset or however you're listening. I'm Green Diva Meg.
I'm Green Diva Lynn.
And you're listening to the Green Divas podcast. Yay. And Black Friday, which for the record, again, I haven't participated in. I don't think ever.
I have had no interest in that ever.
Yeah, I mean, I don't love...
It's only gotten worse.
Too. Right. I don't love shopping, and I don't really love crowds, so...
Same here.
So, Lynn, as we heard in the opening, you've been doing a bunch of research on this burning question about the environmental impact of online shopping versus brick and mortar, or just the general impact of it. So, I'm a little afraid to hear the answer.
You should be.
So, let's just postpone that for a few minutes, can we?
Of course. But yeah, before digging into the research, I've justified my online buying habit up until this point because I would otherwise be driving around in my car to find what I'm looking for. But then you think about the packaging, bubble wrap, cardboard box upon cardboard box. How in the world can that be better for the environment?
Yeah, there's like so many variables, right?
Exactly. Speed of delivery, how many items are purchased, are they shipped all in one box? Was the delivery vehicle electric?
Well, yeah, brick and mortar stores are definitely energy sucks, right? They've got lights on, they leave lights on, they leave heat on, heat's on all the time. Then, or
and
air
need
conditioning.
A parka to wear into the store because it's freezing.
Right. And so, yeah, it's either heat or air conditioning, either way. And then stuff has to be delivered on pallets to the stores that, you know, they're wrapped like with so much plastic, like a mummy in plastic.
Ugh. Exactly. I don't know about you, but I have seen you do online shopping when I was there visiting you.
Oh, yeah.
I want to be better, but quite honestly, I've been kind of confused about what better actually is. So I'm glad we decided to cover this topic, especially with the holidays coming. It really forced me to dig into this research.
Yeah, we definitely want to be doing better. Hey, so you're going to be interested in this call that we got.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I am a long-time listener. Love you guys. Absolutely love you guys. I just wanted to kind of share a confession, not so much on my end, but on my wife's end. I am trying to figure out, is it humanly possible that someone could be addicted to online shopping? When I first met my wife, I could not believe the amount of packages she would order. But what's just bizarre to me, because I would always get in the car, drive to a store, and get what I needed to get. She's got one package with a vitamin D in it, and another package with a vitamin E in it, and then another package with a shirt. And then, this is what absolutely blew my mind away, as we're getting ready for our unbelievable wedding, she orders an onslaught of dresses. I mean, just an onslaught of dresses. And these dresses are arriving, not like all in one big box, individual, wrapped in plastic, wrapped in boxes. And I'm sitting back thinking, how much of the rainforest is my lovely wife responsible for taking out? It's unbelievable. It's like the front of the house. You've got the Amazon truck. You've got the UPS truck. You got the United States Postal guy. They're all lined up, dropping off boxes like they're going through a toll booth. Absolutely incredible. So I'm just really curious, what is the actual impact this is having on the planet? Because I'm going to tell you, my wife, she could be like the poster child for online shopping. But anyway, as I said, love you guys. Thanks for taking a call. Hope you're having a great day. Bye-bye.
So Meg, that was my husband, Keith. Oh my gosh. What the heck? Well, I have to say that was a bit of an exaggeration because he is a funny guy. He's got a really good sense of humor. That was, I have to say, it doesn't happen like that all the time.
Exaggerated for effect.
Exactly. I did order a ton of dresses and return a good portion of them. They didn't all come singly wrapped. I just have to say that. They were a bunch in one package, after package, after package, after package. I needed to find the perfect dress. I knew that I would find one a lot easier doing it that way than driving around hither and yon to find a dress.
Hither and yon. That is awesome. I can't believe you just used that phrase. That's awesome. Yeah, it's not cut and dry. And I get it. There's just so, like we said, there's so many variables. Like, right. You know, how many things did you purchase?
Some online retailers have worse packaging than others, too.
Right, exactly.
There's a lot of different things that come into play. I think, though, that in reality, not shopping is probably the best answer.
Well, Lynn, you know, the Green Divas holiday motto, buy less, make more, and when you have to buy, buy local. And also try to buy sustainable stuff or sustainably made.
I think that could be a song.
I think we have to write a song. The world is filled with bad news. The Green Divas want to take a moment and share one good GD thing.
According to the New York Times, Brazil, Indonesia, and Congo signed the Rainforest Protection Pact.
Yay.
The three countries home to more than half of the world's tropical rainforests have agreed to negotiate a funding mechanism for conservation.
You know, the recent agreement says that these countries will press for payments to reduce deforestation. It does not say who or what would provide the payments, but it builds on earlier initiatives such as a flagship payout program sponsored by the UN that rewards countries financially for keeping forests intact. All three countries share their rainforests with multiple neighbors. So it's a step in the right direction. Let's hope they can really make an impact with that.
Yeah, one step at a time. It's time for some Black Friday stats.
Bum, 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 bum.
So around 80% of items bought on Black Friday, I can't even believe this particular stat. Around 80% of items bought on Black Friday are actually thrown away after a few uses, some without being used at all.
You know, that's really disturbing. 80%.
I am very disturbed here. If you could see my face, you would see how disturbed I am.
Yeah, and let's be clear. We didn't make that stat up. That came from Forbes.
Yes.
So in the U.S., and here's another kind of disturbing fact, in the U.S., waste increases by 25% between Black Friday and New Year's. Mm. While the majority of waste comes from packaging, some are unused items that were bought because of the allure of cheap products.
So Black Friday is one of the busiest shopping days of the year. Again, one big reason why I avoid it like the plague. In 2021, 88 million consumers shopped online, while in 2020, sales hit a record high of 9 billion.
Whoa.
So not everybody's going to the stores to do the shopping. It's everybody, you know, a lot of these people, 88 million people in 2020, were doing it online.
Well, yeah, some of it was COVID, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, that is a decrease, 21 over in 2020. And I've read that they attribute that to some people are shopping earlier because of supply chain fears that they won't be able to get what they want. Or, I don't know, are people more organized? I don't know about that.
So, the big question, no matter when you shop, which is worse for the planet and eventually us? Online or in-person shopping?
Yeah, it's estimated that e-commerce shipping alone accounts for 3-4% of human-caused carbon emissions.
Wow.
So just think about that. That's actually a lot. A report from the European Parliament estimates that that number could rise as high as 17% by 2050. Yikes.
Yikes is right. In 2020, the shipping and return of products purchased online accounted for 37% of that.
Right. That 3-4%, the overall e-commerce, whatever. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I guess, you know, I probably was 15% of that percentage. Maybe more. I don't know.
I doubt that, but it feels like, yeah, we're all responsible.
Yeah.
So one slightly hopeful stat that might help a tiny bit is that Amazon, who's obviously the largest online shopping, shipping mess, they introduced...
That's why Jeff Bezos has a rocket ship.
Yeah, exactly, right? I mean, okay. So
is it called a rocket ship, by the way?
I have no
idea.
Is this
a rocket?
Spaceship? A space rocket? They introduced their first electric truck in 2020, yay, and now they have over 1,000 on the road, and they're aiming to have to reach zero net carbon by 2040, and that would be hundreds of thousands of electric trucks on the road. So let's see if that goes and maybe helps a little bit.
So I hate to be a naysayer. While that's great, by 2030, it's estimated that the number of delivery vehicles will increase by 36%. That's 7.2 million vehicles for an increase of about 6 million tons of CO2 emissions.
Oy, oy. Well, I suppose it does make a difference how many of those new vehicles are electric. One can only hope.
But, sorry to be the naysayer again, they're saying that with all the added vehicles, there will be heavier congestion and an increase in commute time by 21%.
Well, you know, all right, here we go. One more potentially silver lining in all this is that less and less people are commuting now.
True.
More and more people are beginning to work from home and more companies are supporting that. So, you know, let's hope some of these...
And I suppose if you put all those online shoppers back on the road, you could have even more impact on the congestion. Who knows?
Gosh,
it's like a rocket science project.
Well, it really
Speaking
is.
Of rockets.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, and that's just the shipping. We haven't even talked about the dreaded packaging yet.
Yeah. I don't know. Do you really want to know?
No.
Okay. But too bad. You're going to hear it anyway.
Go. So,
it turns out that packaging accounts for almost half of e-commerce emissions. Yikes.
Wow.
The emissions from producing plastics, polluting ecosystems, as well as adding enormous amounts of waste to our landfills is what makes it so.
Yeah. Okay. Now, definitely ruining my online shopping habit there.
Good. That's what we're trying to do here. So,
I think it's going to get worse in a minute.
Yeah, it is. So Amazon generated 599 million pounds of plastic packaging waste in 2020.
God.
It's probably higher now. That's 29% increase. That's a 29% increase of an estimate that Oceana had for 2019 of 465 million pounds.
Wow, they way overshot that.
Yeah, so hold on to your seats here.
Okay, I'm holding on.
We're taking off into a stat rocket ship right now. The report by Oceana also found that I can't even believe this. The report also found that Amazon's estimated plastic packaging waste in the form of those air pillows alone would circle the earth more than, can you guess how many times?
a lot. It's circa 600?
600 times.
600. Okay, so like the last thing we need on this planet at all, and this visual is not helping, is plastic. More plastic, more plastic. Yuck.
I know. Up to 23.5 million pounds of Amazon's plastic packaging waste entered and polluted the world's waterways and oceans in 2020. And this is the equivalent of dumping a delivery van payload of plastic into the oceans every 67 minutes. Ouch.
So, okay, wait a minute.
Yeah.
I'm just digesting this. And
speaking of digesting, you probably ate some plastic with your breakfast today.
Yeah, we're not up to that horror of microplastics yet. But right. Now that we've done that interview, it's there. So you all have to tune in next week to find out what we're talking about. But, you know, the visual, I love that they give us this sort of real, or like 67, you know, or whatever it was, these delivery vans, or like, I don't know, 600 times around the earth with the damn plastic pillows. Those are very helpful in visualizing just how much. But they also are really, really freaking depressing.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. It's like, maybe. Yeah. Well, I guess we do. We all have to pay attention and learn and understand just what these impacts really are. And I guess that helps us.
Yeah. Okay. That's why we're going through this exercise. And I think that we need to check back in with each other and be accountable to each other, Green Diva Meg and Green Diva Lynn here.
Yep.
How are we doing on cutting back on our plastic, not our plastic, on our online shopping?
Yeah. So there's plastic packaging, and then there's the cardboard and paper aspect of it. We haven't even touched on that yet.
Oh, darn it.
So here's a stat that I had found. 3 billion trees are pulped every year to produce 241 million tons of shipping carton. That's from a conservation group called Canopy. And the stats that we're talking about all have attributions to credible sources. And you'll find that on our, the corresponding episode blog. Just putting that out there real quick, because we aren't just making this stuff up, PayPal, but we don't cite everything in the actual podcast.
So even with all these frightful stats, traditional shopping has 2 times the carbon footprint compared to online shopping, but only, and that's only if it's not shipped in a fast fashion. rush shipping,
right.
That is the caveat. If it's going to ship in 1 to 2 days, then online shopping is actually worse because items are shipped separately and trucks leave not filled to capacity. And on and on. So better to just do, if you're going to do online shopping, be patient. So another way to look at it is that online shopping is more sustainable than traditional retail 75% of the time.
So the over under is, the deal is, you got to be patient and be smart about where you're shopping and how it's being shipped. And you can find all those details. I mean, Amazon has an option. When you have a whole bunch of things in your cart and it tells you this one's on this date, this one's on that date, do you want to consolidate them and have them ship at the same time? And I've gotten in the habit of saying yes most of the time.
Good for you.
So now let's talk about how we can buy less. That's, the bottom line is really we should be buying less stuff and making more. Again, if you're going to buy local and always try to buy sustainably made products. So
right on.
Not everybody's crafty or feels like they can make things. I get it. Even if you're not, I did this post a few years back about all of the crafty stuff that you can make that's useful and is upcycling stuff, even for the non-crafty human.
It's a beautiful thing. I don't enjoy crafts. It just kind of, I don't know, rubs me the wrong way for some reason.
Yeah.
I think I have a sensory issue if I'm doing small motor skill kind of stuff, but One year I did make some body butter. I called it Broderick butter. And I used all organic ingredients and packaged them up in these glass containers, which I'm hoping to get back so I can refill them again. Put a little label on it and off it went for little gifts.
Yeah.
And I didn't ship them. I gave them in person, just so you know.
Yeah. I like that. Lisa and I, one year, GD Lisa and I made some kind of body butter. I've made a few different kinds of that. But my big annual thing, and it's become an annual thing, is my hot cocoa. I make this South American inspired hot cocoa that has, obviously, it's all organic, fair trade, and healthy ingredients, including some maca powder and a little bit of cayenne pepper, which you don't notice. It's not like it's spicy. It just adds a dynamic to it, which, yeah. So now I can't not make that. People are like, are you making more of that this year?
Are you willing to share the recipe? Because that sounds like something I would love to make today.
Just
like a little, like one, I guess I could just kind of make up something with my cacao powder.
Funny you should ask, because of course, not only is it on thegreendivas.com, I think there might even be a video, but certainly the recipe is there for everyone. And every Christmas holiday season, I include it in a roundup post of fun things you can do and make that people will enjoy.
Cool. Well, I'll check that out. If you do have to buy stuff, support local business. I know Meg said that already. And to try to shop consciously and sustainably. I'm saying this because there's a good news stat that I did find. Like to have a couple of these out there in the world.
Good news.
34% of consumers are willing to pay more for ethically and sustainably produced items. And hopefully
this podcast will help increase that exponentially, right? You know, hopefully we have some influence over some people.
And help make that happen by sharing this podcast with your friends and family. And I like to say enemies too, because they need to know these things as well.
Everybody needs to know. Put your great energy to work. Take just one GD action today to make the world a better place.
Let's rethink how we shop for holidays or anytime.
Yeah, instead of a bunch of gifts, celebrate the gift of your quality time together. That does matter.
That's like one of those holiday shows that reminds me of Hallmark holiday
Hallmark
shows.
Holiday.
Which Keith is an addict of.
Really?
He'll watch them over and over and over again. And I don't allow him to turn it on until after Thanksgiving, because he would be watching it all the time.
That's so cute.
He's a very
cute.
Sentimental young man.
That's so cute.
Well, he's not that young, but he's not old either.
Yeah.
shop less, shop local. Can we say this more?
Yeah.
Probably not. Important. Make it about quality and not quantity, so that the gift recipient is less likely to toss it.
Give sustainable gifts, like a plant, or at least those with less plastic involved. And believe me, when you hear our next show on plastics, I know we've said this a lot, you will never want to see plastic again, ever. Not that that's possible, but we have to make our...
I know. I wish it just never was invented.
I know.
Another great tip is to be crafty and make gifts.
Right. And when you do order online, build up your cart to multiple items and avoid the quick shipping, 1 to 2 day shipping.
Definitely reuse or recycle the cardboard and packaging. Be sure to check with your waste service to learn what plastics can be recycled and whether you need to tear off all that darn plastic tape. I could have used a more harsh word than darn, like
damn plastic tape. Well, I mean, and every municipality has different rules, so do check it out. And check out our website. We have many, many posts about holiday gift ideas, how to wrap presents more sustainably. You know, we get creative about that kind of stuff to help mitigate some of this holiday cheer
Or in some cases, holiday mess.
Yeah, that's really the truth of it.
And if you have any tips, share them with us. Leave a comment on our blog post. Reach out via social media. Tag us. Send a picture out there on social media and tag us. And tell us what your craft is and what types of things you do to make your holidays and your life more sustainable when it comes to shopping.
Great show. Thanks, Lynn.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening.
Find out more about this episode and search through over 900 podcasts and hundreds of useful articles on thegreendivas.com.
That's greendivas.com.
Don't forget to leave us glowing reviews on whatever platform you listen to us on.
Ciao.
Doksha ke.
Aloha.